thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Whoops.
What was that?
Well, I left your mic on, didn't I? I don't know what you're doing over there on the other side of the desk. You're banging stuff around.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, hello and welcome to Talking Flicks, the Flickster edition for a feel-good Friday. It is the end of the week and...
Yes.
Mr. Lee's already in party mode. He's banging stuff around over there. I keep telling you to stop banging, Mr. Lee, and you never listen to me.
I'm so sorry. I should put my mic on mute before, just in case.
Sorry, that was my bad. Usually I've got your mic off.
And it's funny, sounds in old better. Radio days, I would always check to make sure that my mic was not on. I always look over the desk and go, oh, yeah, my mic's not on, but I didn't today.
Got to have more trust in me, Miss Lee. Have more trust. Yeah, have faith in the system. Today, we get a Flickster on, and we talk to them about a new movie, get them to give us their thoughts, they'll review it, and then we get their all-important Chalk Top score as well out of 5 Chalk Tops. We've had some great movies the last few weeks, Mr. Lee, and this week it is none other than Spider-Man Brand New Day. This is the new Tom Holland film. Of course, I think he looks like a great Spider-Man, personally.
Yeah, well, it's his fourth solo, Spider-Man. And that's incredible. And you look at the box office taking so far for this week, it has already outdone Avengers in the first weekend. And that is insane. And I can remember a few weeks ago, you know, they're all hyping up and saying, you know, this is going to be massive. We ended up putting extra sessions on, and that was in 3 sites. We all kept trying to cancel other sessions to put up more Spider-Man in because we're selling out, and it's incredible. We haven't done that for a long time.
Another big movie, Mr. Lee, you know.
Yep.
Do you want to say where you think it's going to fall this year? Do you want to have a little go, or do you want to sit on the fence again?
In money-wise, it's going to take a lot of money.
Okay.
Lot of money. It'll be in the billion-dollar club, easy.
Great. Well, and it's another one too. Now, Tom Holland, you won't find a Tom Holland movie unless he works with his missus, and she's back in this one, Zendaya. I'm interested to hear from our Flickster how that combination works between those two in the film. So we will hear their thoughts after we have listened to the trailer. This is Spider-Man Brand New Day.
I can't believe our first hit MIT.
MJ, come on. Pretend like you're not the happiest you've ever been in your entire life.
I can't.
I knew it!
Hi, my name is Peter Parker. You don't remember me, but we used to know each other. Something bad was gonna happen, and the only way to stop it was to make everyone forget about me. Because I'm not just Peter Parker. I'm Spider-Man.
What the hell, Frank? You just hit me with a van!
Quit your whimpering.
Suit yourself.
Mother.
Go home!
And sometimes Spider-Man has to do the hard thing, even if it breaks Peter Parker's heart. What is happening to me?
Oh, God.
Excuse me, Dr. Banner. I need your help.
What did you say your name was?
If DNA is mutating,
it would be enormously dangerous.
Spiders have 3 life cycles. When between cycles, it can leave the spider vulnerable to threats.
We are faced with a danger that we can't control. One we can't even see.
Stay out of my way.
You're losing it, kid.
And for those spiders who make it through, it amounts to a kind of... rebirth.
Nice flowers.
Oh, they're a housewarming gift.
I'm MJ.
I'm just a neighbor from across the hall.
Oh, he's a bit more than that. He's Spidey. And to tell us all about it, welcome back to Talking Flicks. It's the wonderful Eli.
How you going, guys?
Hello, mates.
Hey, how are you, Eli? Welcome back.
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you'd be very happy to know I put your microphone on. So, didn't forget you, my friend. We never could, because we love Eli, don't we, Mr. Lees?
Yeah, we do. He loves movies, and I'm sure you actually want to work in movies, don't you, Eli?
I absolutely do.
Oh, yeah. What do you want to do? Like, what's your goal? What do you see yourself doing?
I'd love to be a director or like work in concept art.
That's great. I love those goals. Hey, Mr. Lee, when Eli becomes a famous director, he won't forget us.
No.
And this
could come to all the red carpets.
Think, yes, beautiful.
That's awesome. Because we have tried before, haven't we, with some directors, and they've forgotten us quite easily.
Yeah, I know. Jocelyn Morehouse was a real shame because she was huge. What was the last movie she did that was huge?
It was an American.
Because she did The Dressmaker. And then what was the other movie that she did that was... was really big. It was like in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Was it with who was it? Oh, that's right. It had the ladies in it. They were older. Whoopi Goldberg and The Fabulous Four. Was that it?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
Mm.
Was it the women's?
That was club? The.
No.
God, I don't know. Whatever it was, she became famous.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have schmoozed her more, Mr. Lee, when we had the chance.
Well. You know what? We don't have to worry now because we've got Eli. So
we do exactly because Eli. Just so you're aware, all these directors tell us they're going to give us jobs.
And they lose
our details very quickly. But I wish you all the best, mate. And I'm sure we're going to have you on for plenty more podcasts before you step into that director's role. But this is a great place to start. Say your career started on Talking Flicks.
Absolutely.
Now, I think we got a great movie for you, Spider-Man Brand New Day. Are you a fan of Spidey?
Absolutely. He's my favourite superhero, and it's really special to be able to watch another Spider-Man movie in the cinemas.
Now, everyone's got a favourite Spider-Man. Who was yours?
Tobey Maguire. I grew up watching him. Me too.
Yeah, he's a standout, definitely. But Tom Holland, you know, he's doing a great job.
Well, at first I thought he was just, like, he was good. But after this movie, he is on his way to become one of the best. He is excellent in this movie.
Wow, that's great. Okay, well, look, very simply, what did you think of this new movie, Brand New Day?
It is excellent. It's got really great acting and amazing action. The action is phenomenal, and just some of those, just why it's such a big triumph for Marvel, because this is a really different, really special Marvel movie.
Which I have to say, I didn't think it was going to be this big, and I also didn't realize it was World Spider-Man Day last Saturday. It was incredible to think all these things, and I'm not sure if you know at all, Eli and JT, but on World Spider-Man Day, Sony handed out special pins around the world, and they were given to all people that went on Saturday.
Yeah, I was unlucky in that one. I went every day except Saturday, so I just missed out on that one.
Oh, what a shame. Now, you've watched all the previous Spider-Mans?
Absolutely. Watched them all in preparation.
Okay, and so tell me, in what order do you give your favourite Spider-Man movie then? Like you said, Tobey Maguire is one of your favourite Spider-Mans, but...
Like every Spider-Man movie?
In order, so do you reckon this Brand New Day is, you know, in the top four of Tom Holland's?
I would say it's number one movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know everyone loves No Way Home. Because of the highs and that are like outstanding, Tobey Maguire, Green Goblin, and all that. But like on rewatch, that's all it's got going for it. Just nostalgia, not like an awesome story. Whereas this one, it's original, it's street level, it's everything you'd want from a Spider-Man movie.
Okay, so let's just give it a little bit of background. So in the previous one, everyone forgot who Spider-Man was. Everyone forgot who Peter Parker was because Doctor Strange cast a spell on everybody to forget him. How did that work with, how did he feel not knowing that no one knew him? Like everyone knew who he was, then all of a sudden he went to be nobody.
Yeah, so obviously that was going to be a big plot point in the movie and everyone was very unsure on how they'd handle it. And like whether they just get MJ and Peter back together like that, or she just remembers and stuff like that. But the way they go about showing how the spell has affected everyone is fantastic. It's not like, oh, they're back together. It's like this actually worked and Peter is really going through it.
Mm. And we also hear about Spider-Man's new suit. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, it is gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. And it's like not covered in CGI and the raised webbings and you can see like all the wrinkles when he's like swinging and it's just immaculate and the eyes don't move anymore, which I really like. So Tom Holland has to do some body acting and he does absolute wonders with that, the way he moves and like you can see his chin moving under the mask and in some shots you can see his eyes through the lenses and it's awesome.
So I actually didn't watch the previous one. So it was all CGI, his Spider-Man suit. In the previous
He was, he'd have just a normal suit, like not a green screen, but he'd have like a practical suit on, but like they smooth it out with CGI so there wouldn't be any wrinkles and like stuff like that. But they just let it breathe in this suit and it's really, really awesome.
Wow.
I just love the color. I love that red and blue color. I think that's just, it's iconic.
Yeah,
and it's not like overly designed. There's no like weird lines all over the place. It's simple and just love it.
Now, a Spider-Man movie wouldn't be Spider-Man without a villain, and no doubt we've got more of those in this film. Who's your favorite and why?
Can't really say without spoiling stuff, but there isn't really. This is one of probably my only complaints is that there is kind of a lack of a main villain. There are little street-level ones. You see him fighting at the beginning of the movie, showing what he's been doing over the years. But, like, you could have easily slipped someone like Mr. Negative in there who's controlling people, not the person Sadie Sink's playing who's not really a villain.
Okay. Because there has been quite a few villains over all Spider-Mans. I think the one that I really liked was Octopus. Yeah, I really like that because you just went, oh, and I like that character and that actor who played him because I thought he was, and he's done so many different movies and TV shows over the years and he's quite a talented guy.
He absolutely is. He's probably probably my favourite Spider-Man villain.
Yeah. Yeah, I was actually just about to say, have you got a favourite? So there you go, you just answered that question.
Yeah, it'd be between him and Willem Dafoe's Green Goblin.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I do remember him. Yeah. That was a bit scary, that one too.
Yeah.
And what other Marvel character would you like to see team up with Spider-Man? If you could, if there's anyone that you could come out of the woodwork with and go, boom, Spider-Man, work with this guy, who would it be?
My first preference would be Daredevil. I would absolutely love to see Daredevil and him team up because they're both street level. They both do similar things. I think that'd be so cool. But if not Daredevil, I'd love to see him and Deadpool going on thing together.
That's who I was thinking, Deadpool. That would be a really good movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
As we know, the Deadpool is thinking, Ryan Reynolds is thinking about doing another one. So, yeah. Did you see the Comic-Con a couple of weeks ago with Deadpool and no one knew it was him and it was actually Ryan Reynolds? That was quite funny.
Yeah, no, that was awesome. I'd love to go to one of them.
That would be my dream. I think, you know, one day I'll get there to it. One day. Now, tell me, if you had a special superpower like what Spider-Man has, what superpower would you like?
Probably from Spider-Man, I'd want to do the swinging. The swinging looks awesome. If I didn't get motion sickness as well, because the way they shot the swinging in this movie kind of makes you feel like you're Spider-Man. They have lots of POV shots, and it's like they'll show him like just kind of dangling off the side of it. It's just, it's really cool. Some of the best swinging I've ever seen in a Spider-Man movie.
So POV, what's that mean?
Point of view.
Oh, POV. I thought it was. I was just testing, just to be sure. No,
I'm Mr. Lee, watching. What does LOL stand for? Do you know that one?
I just wanted to make sure, that was all, especially for some of our listeners that aren't in the lingo that, you know,
no, but you've seen,
L-I and I are.
But you've seen POV somewhere before. Won't say where. Okay. Anyway, and would you say there were lots of funny scenes in this?
Oh, absolutely. I would say it's probably the funniest Spider-Man movie yet, and it's still got lots of emotional gut punches as well. It balances the tones really well.
Yeah, that's. I think that's nice to have a bit of light and shade.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of Marvel films now, and a lot of even DC, they're trying to throw a bit of comedy in because that's what the audience want. They want that comedy.
Yeah, but it's one thing to have it and then it's another to do it right. Like the MCU humor has kind of been really just dry, lands on its face, and same with DC. But the Spider-Man humor was actually funny. I caught myself laughing a couple of times.
Oh, that's so good. Now, Eli, guess what? I've got to head over to the freezer. I forgot last week to go to the freezer. And I've got 5 Choc Tops here for you. How many Choc Tops are you going to give Spider-Man Brand New Day?
Okay, my predict this is going to be big. It's going to be big.
I got to give it 5. It's so good.
There you are. I had it ready.
We knew that. Yeah. We knew it was coming.
5. Wow. That's a pretty good score.
Very good.
I am
score.
A bit biased just because I love Spider-Man so much, but I still feel like everyone will enjoy it somehow.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. That's what we want. Yeah, definitely.
And, yeah. And you know what? Even if you're not a Spider-Man fan, I think you'll still enjoy it because it is one of
those
movies that you just go, wow. And I will note, I will say to everyone, make sure you stay to the end. After all the credits. Yes. Because
it's
there
at
is
the
an
very,
after-scene.
Very end.
Yeah, there is an after
very
scene.
Very, very end.
Which I have seen quite a few times now.
You have? Did you stay at the end, did you?
Yes. Right.
Yeah, which the very, very end.
Yeah, well, how many times have you seen this movie, Mr. Lee? Have you seen this?
I haven't seen all of it. I've seen a lot of it, but not all of it.
Oh.
I've been walking in and walking out, and then, you know, you go in and see the end because you've got to be in there to usher people out to get the next lot of people in.
Oh, that's what you mean. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Thought you'd seen it. Anyway. Wow. Eli, great to catch up once again. Mate, you keep... and we're going to have Eli back again soon, I think. Is that the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we've got you in a couple of weeks, haven't we?
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, for another movie.
Very exciting.
Which...
yeah, awesome. Got to come back with these two.
I can't... I think... Is it something about down the street?
I think it's the end of Oak Street.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one, down the end of Oak Street. Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's after this weekend, so anyway, let's think about the weekend. Eli, have a lovely weekend, mate, whatever you're up to, and we'll catch you again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Eli.
Mr. Lee, we're going.
We are. I can't believe it. It's another podcast, and we've got next week. I'll see you then.
You will.
Oh, good.
Mate, why is no one excited? Pump up, Mr. Lee. Pump up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
That was the weekend. I will.
But... I'm really excited. I cannot wait to see your smiling face again, JT.
Maybe turn it down a little bit. Okay, that's really excited.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.